Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW Sitka, where it is 56 degrees with light rain and fog and mist outside. For our morning interview today, I'm delighted to have Ellie Campbell and Rachel Fox in the studio. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Dorothy.
I can hear both of you.
You've done it.
I am successful. So, we are here talking about Parks and Rec.
Of course.
Ellie, your title is Recreation Activities Specialist.
So true.
And what does that mean?
That means that I help. That means I help pilot the programs that we're up to all throughout the year. We'll talk about a smattering of the ones that we have going on later on this fall. But I think first we'll talk a little bit about all of the awesome stuff that we've had going this summer, both on my side with Parks and Recreation programs, as well as Rachel's over at the Blatchley Pool.
And Rachel Fox, you are the aquatic supervisor at the Blatchley Pool.
Oh, yeah.
What do you get to do?
Oh, I'm kind of the big boss at the pool over there. I do all the programming. I do a lot of the like chemicals and stuff like that.
She trains all of our lifeguards.
Train all the lifeguards. I've done several CPR classes this year. So yeah, everything necessary to keep that pool running.
So should we take a minute and talk about this summer?
Yeah, let's talk about this summer.
What happened this summer? What happened in the pool, Rachel, in the summer?
So this summer we were able to put out quite a lot of swim lessons. It was awesome. So we had two rounds of group lessons. We're finishing up our last round of group lessons right now. And then we had three different rounds of private lessons. So just about 60 kids in the last like 2 months, which is awesome. So lots
and,
of kids.
And still waiting lists and more demands.
Oh, yes. Yeah, always. Yeah. So
we're definitely still catching up on, I mean, the Blatchley Pool has only been open to the public full-time now for like 2 years. So
just
we're certainly,
under, yeah.
Yeah, just under that. So we're certainly still catching up on the kids that needed swim lessons in that gap where we didn't really have a pool open to the public.
Mm. Awesome. And besides the pool, what else was happening this summer?
We just came off of 6 weeks of Sitka Summer Camp, which is a Parks and Rec day camp. We meet in the afternoons for kids 5 to 11. We just came off of 6 weeks of doing that where we had loads of fun. We shot off model rockets. We made slime. We went on field trips. We did obstacle courses. We played a lot of dodgeball. We had a whole blast. We had a great big time.
Sounds like summer camp.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like summer camp. But now we are looking ahead to the next season. So what's coming up there?
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff coming up this fall. First things first, though, we've got bike rodeo that we're working on with Sitka Rotary Club. This is going to be on Saturday, August 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Keet Gushaheen covered area. And this is actually a longtime beloved program that we're trying to bring back with Rotary Club. I know that it used to happen at the Coast Guard Hangar in the early 2000s, maybe late 90s. I don't know real well. I wasn't here. But we're trying to bring it back with Rotary and through a bunch of partnership with a lot of awesome organizations. The event itself is all focused on getting kids prepped to be good bikers out in the world. They'll do maintenance checks on their bikes. They'll decorate their bikes. We'll have free helmets donated by First Bank and Sitka Rotary Club for anybody that needs them. We'll do an obstacle course. It'll be a blast. And we really want to shout out all of our partners for that. So that's Sitka Cycling Club, Sitka Police Department, Sitka Rotary Club, First Bank, and the Salty Spoke. So there's a lot of hands in the pot making this happen. We're really thankful.
I'm getting nostalgic for the old bike rodeo days.
Well, come out. I think it's, what is that, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
August 22nd on a Saturday.
A couple weeks, yeah. And in the pool, we have stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah. So firstly, I don't know if you guys have been up to date with a million posters that I always post around town. but we have the wonderful and talented Holly Mitchell doing a couple programs for us. So we're bringing back hot yoga and sauna, which is really awesome. The pool gets very toasty. It's very humid in there, so it's perfect. you can bring your own yoga mat, or we do provide those. And those will be Saturdays starting this Saturday. From 9 to 10 a.m., drop-ins are welcome.
So help me understand. Mm-hmm. Am I on the pool deck with my yoga mat when
Correct.
This happens?
Yes, okay. On the pool deck. Yep. With mm-hmm. the option to jump in the pool afterwards if you get too hot. Oh, so nice. There you are. So
handy.
And then we also have, she's also leading a floating sound bath, which we've kind of done in the past before. But essentially what this is that we have big rafts. So you can come fully clothed. The intention is to not get wet. You get a blanket, an eye mask, and then you float in the pool while Holly plays all these wonderful, like, sound bath instruments. It's really wonderful.
It's very zen. It's, very like, zen. Really, it's really transformative as, like, a relaxation space. I never thought that I would be so relaxed in the Blatchley pool. It's really fabulous.
Awesome. And ongoing programs?
Okay. So Aqua Aerobics is still going super strong. This program has been going on the same, a little less than 2 years now, and we've been super consistent. So Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, 9:30 to 10:30, and it is so much fun. I mean, these folks they show up, you know. If it wasn't a good program, I don't think they would show up. And it's different than your typical Aqua Aerobics class, I think. There's always, like, this element of, like, what's going to happen today, you know?
I mean, sometimes
it's always a surprise. Sometimes I'm seeing them play water polo in there. One time they were getting into AMC rafts. It was crazy. So it's always such a good time. Everyone always walks away with a big smile. And Sarah Jordan is the one who's currently teaching it right now. And she's doing a great job.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And you have one special event in September.
Oh, yeah. Special event. So we are hosting the first ever Run Swim Run Sitka Parks and Rec Gravel and Goggles event. And so essentially what this is a race. And there's two different lengths. So there's a sprint distance. You run a mile and a half, swim 500 yards, run a mile and a half. Or there's an Olympic distance, which is 3 miles, 1 mile swim, 3 mile run. Mm. And you can do this as an individual or you can do this as a relay team. And it's just supposed to be something more inclusive for people that maybe don't have bikes but still want to compete and do something fun. So, yeah, that's coming up September 12th. That is a Saturday. And then with your sign up, you get 3 free daily pool passes to come and practice your swimming.
Oh, I would need that.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't just jump into such a thing. Yeah. And who can participate with that?
So anybody 6 years old and up. Ooh, so, yeah. So pretty
kids
inclusive.
There was nice. A 6-year-old running the Julie Hughes this
yes.
year.
Yeah, she did yes. the whole thing by herself. What yes. a champ. So,
so we thought all the other 6-year-olds can come and join too.
Oh, yeah. You bet. Mm-hmm. You bet.
Oh, that sounds and like registration good. For all of those is available on our website. Mm-hmm. It's going to be recreation.cityofsitka.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can always check out City of Sitka Parks and Recreation's Facebook page. We have our own separate Facebook page, so we don't slog up the official city channels with all of our pool lessons and posts. Posters.
Yeah.
It's really fun over there. And more information to come on registration for fall programs.
Speaking of fall programs.
Yeah.
What's coming up?
We've got lots of stuff coming up. I'll say you can catch us in the Sentinel in the back to school issue. We'll be in there kind of advertising some of the many programs that we'll have going on this fall. A smattering of those include City League basketball. That's for anybody 16 and up. I've got a couple of different divisions, a competitive, a recreational, and then a Masters League, as well as a Women's League this year we're trying to add back in.
Women's League,
yeah.
Okay.
So if you're looking to play some basketball this fall and you want to put together a team, now's the time to start thinking about it. We'll also have the ever-popular Sitka Community Choir, Dorothy Knows. I know.
I love community choir.
We'll also do a middle school Dungeons and Dragons club with Riley Whitson. We'll do a guitar club for high schoolers with Adam Lekowitz. And we're always open to other instructors and other classes. So if you're ever interested, you go, hey, I have the skill. I'd really love to teach 5-year-olds how to knit or whatever the thing is. If you have a pitch, I've got ears.
We need this.
Yes. If you have important skills and you have a pitch, I've got ears and I'm happy to listen. So you're welcome to give us a call in the office or shoot us an email or shoot us a Facebook message. We're there for it. We're ready to go. Mm.
So open.
Yeah.
What if I have a need?
I
have a need, you know, for a
These are your program. Taxpayer dollars at work. You come and talk to me, and I'm happy to take your feedback. Super happy to.
And then, so we're recruiting for people with ideas and people with skills that want to be shared with everybody else.
Yeah.
Mm. Awesome. Well, never a dull moment, sounds like.
It's always true. People always ask me if I'm, after the summer, if we come into the slow season at work. And I go, it's never really that
slow. There's no such thing.
There's no such thing as a slow season. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We've been talking to Rachel Fox and Allie Campbell with Sitka Parks and Rec. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you.